This is Live on Purpose Radio, episode 590, The Decimal Effect. Now is the only time to create and live the life you love. I'm Dr. Paul Jenkins, the positivity psychologist. My job is to connect you to powerful positive psychology principles that immediately upgrade your relationships, business, and mental health. Are you ready? Let's jump in. Hello, welcome back to Live on Purpose Radio. This is Dr. Paul, the shrink who expands your life with another episode of Live on Purpose Radio. I am learning things all the time, and I love to share those things with you because it's so transformational for me when I get it. And I'll preface this with a little story because years ago, when I was 14 years old, I was on a school bus, the back of a school bus on the way to a cross-country meet in the Four Corners area here in Utah. I grew up in a small rural community in Utah, and our cross-country team was traveling to an even more rural community clear down in the corner of the state. And in the back of the bus, my brother, Brian, was teaching me how to solve a Rubik's Cube. Have you seen these puzzles? It's a 3x3x3 cube that has six different colors, and the object is to rotate the faces of that cube to line up all of the colors. And it's darn near impossible for those who don't know the algorithms. Algorithms are just principles, they're laws, they're patterns that you can follow to solve this puzzle. And I didn't know them, but my brother did. And so he was teaching me how to solve this Rubik's Cube. It took the whole bus trip for him to teach this to me. But as I was practicing the moves and I was getting this one, and then he'd show me the next one. And by the time we got there, I had solved the Rubik's Cube with my brother's help. So on the way home, another long ride, I was practicing my moves all the way home. And I got to the point where I could solve it pretty efficiently. And I've kept that skill over the years. I keep a Rubik's Cube in my office. I've got a couple at home and just enjoy solving it, but it's not a challenge anymore. So for my birthday, my wife buys me a Rubik's Revenge. Now the Rubik's Revenge is a 4x4x4. And this changes the game. It's a whole different process. There are different algorithms. And when I first got that cube, I just looked at it and I admired it. And I wondered if I would be able to solve it. But I knew that there would be a different process. I could tell that immediately. Well, I mixed the cube up and I didn't see it solved for 2 years after that. And during this 2 year period, I would try. I would pick it up. I would try to solve it. I could get one of the colors, one of the sides, you know, and then I'd try to move forward from there. And I just kind of got hung up right there. And so I'd get frustrated. I'd put it down on the nightstand and then I'd pick it up again. Now, this was years ago before YouTube took hold. And nowadays you can just go to YouTube, right? But we did have a source of all knowledge back then too. It's called Google. And so I went to Google. I was finally so frustrated. I just thought there's got to be a way to do this, right? Why else would they even have the thing? So I went to Google. I typed in Rubik's Revenge solution and boom, there it was. 26 pages of detailed instructions and diagrams for how to solve this 4x4 matrix. So I printed it out. I sat down with my instructions. And I meticulously, painstakingly followed every direction until I had solved the Rubik's Revenge, the 4x4. Woohoo! And I'm kind of a show off. I like to show people that I can solve the Rubik's Cube. In fact, I had taught a lot of people how to solve the regular 3x3 at that point. And so I wanted to show people that I could solve the 4x4. But it's not very impressive to have them sit down. Okay, I'll get it. Just stick with me as I take 3 hours to go through the instructions step by step. That's not impressive. So I memorized it. I memorized those algorithms. I practiced my moves. I got to where I could solve it pretty regularly. In fact, I would sometimes race people that I had taught to do the other one and see if they could solve the 3x3 in the time it took me to solve the 4x4. And I had some fun with it. And then for Christmas, Vicky comes up with the Professor Cube. This is a 5x5. And I did solve it a few times using instructions. I never really got to the point where I was very proficient with it. It was just too much work, I thought. And so I set the 4x4 and the 5x5 aside, and I kept doing the 3x3 occasionally. But I forgot how to solve these bigger cubes. And I knew I could go find the solution. I knew I could practice my moves and get it up to speed again, but I just didn't feel the motivation to do it. It was too much work. You know how we sometimes tell ourselves that? Well, let me introduce with that story what I'm calling the decimal effect. And for this, if you can remember a time, just think back in your history to a time when a dollar, now I'm using a dollar because that's the local currency here in the United States. You can substitute whatever currency you use in your country. But do you remember when a dollar was a big deal? We had these little twins that lived next door, Mason and Maddie. And their dad had taught them how to take care of chickens, and they would raise eggs, or they would produce these eggs, and the kids would sell the eggs to people in the neighborhood. Well, we live right next door, so we're going to buy their eggs, right? And the twins would come over with their little dozen eggs, and I told them, now there can't be any chicken pucky on them, so you make sure you wipe them all down. Anyway, I'm helping these young people with their enterprise, and they're giving me eggs. And so they came over to sell me some eggs, and I had paid for this dozen eggs with a dollar bill and a handful of coins to make up the balance of what it is they were asking for. And I gave the kids this money. Well, they were so excited, their eyes lit up. They ran next door to their dad. They were probably 5, 6 years old at the time. Ran next door and they said, "Dad, look, he gave us money," showing him the coins, "and this," waving the dollar bill in the air. They didn't even know what that was. They knew the coins were money. But do you remember when a dollar was a big deal? And do you remember at some point, maybe in later elementary school or junior high, when you graduated to $10? Now $10 is a big deal. And you get excited about 10, but one's not that big of a deal. And do you remember moving from there to $100? Now $100 is a big deal. Okay, this is what I'm calling the decimal effect. And then you go from 100 to 1,000. Some people kind of level out right there. $1,000 is still a big deal. But other people keep on moving and the decimal just increases. I remember a day in my office as I'm meeting with a client. This is about 10 o'clock in the morning. And he is pulling out his hair, figuratively. He wasn't actually practicing trichotillomania. But he was pulling out his hair, trying to figure out how he's going to come up with $300 by the end of the month in order to keep the lights on, you know, to avoid being evicted or having his utilities shut down. That's a big problem. The same afternoon, this is about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I have another client in the same chair. And he's pulling out his hair, just not sure how he's going to come up with $3 million by the end of the year. Same problem, different decimal. This is what I'm calling the decimal effect. And we all experience it. Life will give us challenges. And they are challenges because we're not good at it yet. We don't think of things that we've already practiced and become good at as challenges. But those new things that stretch us, it's a challenge. I remember when the kids were little and Brennan, my third son, was in playing a video game. And he was pretty proficient at these games. And I saw him sitting there with the controller and he's cruising along and he's clicking away and having fun with his video game. And then I hear this pause in the game and the music comes in. Level up. And then I see him lean forward because this new level is kind of kicking his butt a little bit. And he gets frustrated and he's like, ah! The decimal effect. Once you level up, it's going to kick your trash just a little for a while. So back to the Rubik's Cube. Last week, I'm visiting that same son in Montana. He's now a grown man. He's raising my little grandson. He's almost finished with pharmacy school. And he has taken this whole cubing experience to a new level. Through videos on YouTube or things that he's talked to friends about, he has really become engaged in solving these cubes. Now, remember, I taught him how to solve that Rubik's Cube originally. And I show up at his house in Missoula, Montana, and he's got a whole bucket full of these cubes. And he's got the 3x3. He's got the 4x4. He's got the 5x5. He's got triangle ones. He's got octagonal ones. He's got different shapes and sizes, and they're all solved. And I looked at these puzzles, and I think I may have even asked him, oh, so you haven't even mixed them up yet? He said, oh, no, I solve them all the time. And he's got a little policy that isn't leave one unsolved. So if somebody comes in and mixes it up, he just solves it. And I said, wow, you've learned all those algorithms. He says, yeah, there are some algorithms, but I discovered something that changed the game for me. Well, I'm all ears because it's renewing an interest that I have in these puzzles. And I can still solve the 3x3, no sweat. He has even learned new algorithms for that, though, that allow him to speed cube. Now, this is interesting. If you go look on YouTube, you're going to see videos of, like, you know, three-year-olds in China who can do it blindfolded underwater in 3 seconds. It's just crazy, right? Now, I'm exaggerating that, obviously. But I think the world record is under 7 seconds to solve this thing, which blows my mind. I can solve it routinely, predictably, in about 2 minutes. So it's nothing like these speed cubers. Well, Brennan's learned a few of these new algorithms. And so he starts showing me a few things. And I'm interested. And I'm thinking, wow, this would be really cool. And he said, yeah, you can keep solving it like you do. That's great. These new algorithms allow you to do it faster. But then here's the thing that really changed the game for me, and the thing that I wanted to share with you on this episode. He said, all of those bigger ones, if you will use the reduction method, now put a pin in that. If you will use the reduction method, you can solve all of them. Well, I'm all ears at this point because I've got an unsolved 4x4 and 5x5 sitting at home. And I'm thinking, really? Tell me more. He said, there's intuitive ways that you can move these pieces on the cube to where they need to be to create a 3x3. You can turn the 4x4 and the 5x5 and the 6x6 and the 7x7 into a 3x3 cube. And then you already know how to solve it. Well, he had me at that point. What if we could take the big challenges that show up in our life and notice the decimal factor, okay? You're cruising along. You're doing pretty well with what you're doing. And then, boom, life hands you this bigger challenge, this thing that is so complex you don't even see your way through it. And what Brennan's telling me is if you can reduce that down to the basic parts, then you already have the skill set to solve it. And since then, I have solved every day the 3x3, the 4x4, the 5x5. Yesterday, the 7x7 arrived at my home. I've got the 6x6 coming today. And it has opened up this whole new possibility for me. Now, I know this is just puzzles, but it's such a powerful analogy for life. And I have seen that this is true. There are basic principles. There's not even that many algorithms to life. Positivity being the primary and first one. And if you're not even sure what that is, please go get the model. Go to liveonpurposeradio.com. That's the name of the podcast, liveonpurposeradio.com/the model. And I'll put a copy of it in your inbox. This is the basic algorithm that allows us to handle all of life's complex problems. I believe this so strongly. I'm going to Poland in a few months to share this with people who don't even speak my language because the principles allow us to solve complex problems. I'll be meeting with educators over there. They are dealing with an influx of refugees from Ukraine. And there are some vexing social issues that this is creating. And the fundamental moves, the algorithms, the principles that they need can be translated. It's not magic. It's not luck. So I came up with a couple of things that we can keep in mind as we face the decimal factor. Four things to consider. Number one, expect it. As soon as you get good at something, something else will show up that's challenging. Okay. Have you been on the planet long enough to notice that? So start to expect it. It doesn't have to surprise you or tip you over. Number two, get some help. Because people who already are familiar with the problem, with the algorithm to solve it, with the principles that are absolutely predictable, not only exist, but are eager and willing to help you. In fact, I'd be happy to be on your team. Just reach out to me. If you want to engage at that level, I've got coaching programs. I've got a certification that I offer to become a positivity practitioner. We're going to help you solve life's puzzles at any level of complexity because we can reduce those down to the basic principles. Get some help. Number three, practice your moves. You already have the moves. You've already had enough experience in life to know what works and what doesn't. Do more of what works and less of what doesn't and practice those moves. Let's get proficient at this. And then finally, keep moving forward. Don't just set it on your nightstand to gather dust for 2 years. If not now, when? And if not you, who? Let's take this on. There is help available. Once again, those four steps. Expect it. The decimal effect is alive and well. Number two, get some help. And let me be on your team if you don't already have a coach. Number three, practice your moves. And number four, keep moving forward. You've got this. Does that help? Let's take what we've learned today and go live on purpose. Did you get what you came for? Give yourself the gift of taking real action on what you realized today. Please share this episode with someone you know would value it and leave us a rating too. It's time now to live on purpose.